What is cuckoo spit? The answer isn't the spit of a cuckoo. It's something much more interesting. You may have seen cuckoo spit in your garden or in the park on plants in the spring or early summer. From a distance, it looks something like white cotton wool on the leaf or stem of the plant. But if you look closer, you'll see a lot of tiny little bubbles joined together like bubble bath. If you look around carefully in the months between April and June, I'm sure you'll find some yourself. I found lots in my garden when I started looking. The first photo on my blog was taken of some I found yesterday. You might think that it's something to do with the plant itself, and that would be a sensible guess. When someone tells you that it's called cuckoo spit, you'll probably think that it comes from a cuckoo, and maybe other types of birds too. But why would a bird spit on a plant? In fact, it has nothing to do with birds. The little cloud of bubbles is made by a tiny green bug who is living inside them. The insect is a baby frog hopper, and it makes the bubbles itself. The bubbles keep it warm on cold nights, cool in the hot sun, and hidden from small birds who might want to eat it. I've heard that the bubbles don't taste nice either, but don't try to find out for yourself. The second photo on the blog is a frog hopper who is living in the same splodge of bubbles you saw in the first photo. Frog hopper nymphs, as the babies are known, eat and drink by sucking the juice from inside the plant and are so small they don't even hurt the plant by doing that. The bubbles are in fact frothed up juice that they drink and then blow out as bubbles out of their bottom. This one will drink and drink until he's ready to become an adult, and then, just like the caterpillar in the book The Big Hungry Caterpillar, he'll make a more solid house for himself called a pupa, and after a while come out as a grown-up froghopper. Adult froghoppers look a bit bigger, are darker in colour, and have wings and very powerful legs that help them jump from one plant to another. They don't need their bubble houses anymore. They move so quick, I think it's going to be hard for me to take a picture of one in my garden, but I'll keep looking and give it a try later in the summer. Froghopper adults are interesting because they can jump as high as a flea can. That's amazing because they are much heavier than fleas and so must be much stronger. Our little green friend here is one day going to be the strongest jumper in the garden. Did you know this? Me neither. I'd never heard of a froghopper before until this month. They're common, and I'm sure you'll see one if it's the right time of year and you're looking for them carefully. A few days after I found out about froghoppers, I came into my kitchen from my garden to have lunch and found a baby froghopper climbing on my shirt. Because I'd learned about them, I knew what this little insect was. I don't know how he got there, but the third picture on my blog is a picture of him taking a walk on Sim's arm. Let me know if you find any baby froghoppers yourself, whilst it's still the right time of year to find them.